Hello and welcome to Doctor's Office Update, episode 2. I realized it's been well over a week since I did one of these. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it. We're going to start you off with some standings. In the VHL, we're going to go through all three different leagues for everybody who might be out there listening. The season started, which is fantastic. We've been waiting a while for that. It's the best time because the offseason is brutal and it's so easy to lose interest. But let's see how some of these teams have been doing after a bunch of retools, after a bunch of trades, after a bunch of big changes. So leading first in the North American Conference are the Seattle Bears. Last year's champions have 4 wins, no regulation losses, and 1 overtime loss for 9 points so far. Right behind them are the Toronto Legion. They have 3 wins, 1 loss, and 1 overtime loss for 7. Calgary, 3 wins, 1 loss, and 0 overtime losses for 6 points, and they're tied with DC, who have played one more game than them with 5, with 3 wins, 2 losses, and 0 overtime losses, both with 6 points. Bringing up the bottom half would be the Vancouver Wolves, 2 wins, 1 loss, and 1 overtime loss for 5 points. Chicago, 2 wins, 2 losses, 0 losses for 4 points. Los Angeles, 1 win, 3 losses, and 0 overtime losses for 2 points. And bringing up the rear so far are the New York Americans with 0 wins, 5 losses, nothing but regulation losses for them. They don't have a point yet. They have a negative 16 goal differential, and it's needless to say they're on a 5-game losing streak. So let's see if New York will be able to turn that around. Next up in Europe, we've got leading the pack are the Riga Reign with 3 wins, 1 loss, and 0 overtime losses for 6 points. Warsaw with 3 wins, 1 loss, 0 overtime losses for 6 points. And Moscow with 3 wins, 2 losses, and 0 OTLs for 6 points. And Malmo with the same record as Moscow, 3-2 and 0 for 6 points. So it's pretty competitive over there right now, although Moscow and Malmo have played one more game. And then the bottom half so far are the Helsinki Titans, 2-2 and 0 for 4 points. London, 1-1 and 1 for 3 points. Davos, 1-3 and 0 for 2 points. And Prague, 1-4 and 0 for 2 points. So not really so serious so far that nobody can come back from where they're at, but there's always the sign of panic at the beginning of the season when, you know, things don't start out as well as you would hope. So let's hope the teams that want to get better, and it'll be interesting to see if the teams that have started out with this hot start can keep it going. Down in VHL Europe, or I guess across the pond, we've got the Geneva Rush leading the pack with 5-1-0 for 10 points. Vesteras Iron Eagles, 4-2-0 for 8 points. Stockholm Vikings, 4-3-0 for 8 points. So pretty dead heat there for the top. Istanbul Red Wolves, 3-2-1 for 7 points. Rome, 3-3-1 for 7 points. Oslo, 2-3-1 for 5 points. Cologne, 2-4-0 for 4 points. And the bottom of the barrel, Bratislava, 2-4-0 for 4 points. Again, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And then the VHLE, some actual divisions in this one, some conferences. We're going to go ahead with the first conference. I forget the names of them. Jeez. That's easy. Eastern and Western. Who would have thought? In the Western Conference, Las Vegas leading the pack 4-0-0 for 8 points. Mexico City behind them 3-1-0 for 6 points. Houston behind them 2-2-0 for 4 points. Saskatoon 1-3-0 for 2 points. And San Diego winless 0-3-0 for 0 points. Over in the East, we've got Mississauga, 4-0-0 for 8 points. Philadelphia 2-2-0 for 4 points. Halifax 1-2-0 for 2 points. Ottawa 1-3-0 for 2 points. And Miami 1-3-0 for 2 points. So there's your overall standings. Let's take a look at the league leaders in the VHL thus far. Always interesting to see. We've got Nezuko with Helsinki leading the entire league, 11 points in 4 games. Behind him, Alex Johnston, 10 points in 4 games, and AJ Williams on Seattle, 9 points in 5 games. Leading in goals is going to be Paul Atreides on Toronto, 5-for-5. Alex Johnston in Riga, 5-4. And Rylan Reinhart, 4-4. And then assists, AJ Williams on Seattle, 7 assists in 5 games. Nathan Powers on Riga, 7 assists in 4 games. And Nezuko, 7 assists in 4 games. Leading all forwards, obviously, so far is Nezuko. But defensemen, we've got Aurelien Moreau on Vancouver, 8 points in 4 games for a defenseman. Very impressive. Leading all rookies, we've got Leandro Goncalves on Calgary, 4 points in four games. Behind him, Brady Buzzer, Malmo, 4 points in five games. And Jason Argos, 4 points in five games. Best plus minus right now, Daron Nesbitt on Helsinki, leading in blocked shots, Reese Trenton, 27 blocked shots in five games. Leading all hits, Henri Lemassif, 29 hits in five games. Hits taken, Rylan Vidot on DC, 28 hits taken in five games. Penalty minutes, sorry, I heard the name and it tripped me up. Penalty minutes, Poopy Pee Pants, 28 PIMs in five games. Power play goals, Hard Markinson, three power play goals in five games. Shorthanded goals, we actually have two that have happened already. Gustislav Nasharov, one shorthanded goal in four games and game winner. Brendan Telker, two game winning goals in four games played and four hat tricks scored already. That's by Anze Miklovs? Yeah, Anze Miklovs, Jan Lozek, and Baby Bob and Nizuko on Riga, Moscow, Chicago, and Helsinki, respectively. So that's pretty impressive to see in this early season as well. Coming up on league news, I will go ahead and take a look at what we got going on. For events so far, July 2nd is going to be the last day to purchase prediction modifiers, and the award predictions close at 5 p.m., so make sure you get your award predictions in. That's always, if you get it right, a great source of TPE. And then after that, it's just going through the season and seeing who comes out on top. So make sure you get your points in. Keep earning. And yeah, if you have any suggestions or questions for my main podcast or even this news podcast, things that you'd like me to talk about, feel free to message me on the forum. Thank you for listening. This has been Dr. Funk. Have a great day.